Hello, sunny day, let's escape it.
Hey Armando, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, good. Actually, I was going to call you about lunchtime, because I'm going to send, did you send me the email that you told me? Because we want to check both.
I can look back and see which email was the email with the application or the
Yeah.
I could.
Because remember, you sent me the one with that I have to put the collateral.
Okay, did you want to just do the one with or without the collateral?
Send me the other one too. Because I'm here with the lawyer, and we want to read everything
Sure.
before I send it. Yeah, because I take the day off, so I can try to fill them up and send it.
Okay, so Armando, the only difference is going to be the same application. I'm just going to attach a list, an equipment list of what you would want to use if you wanted to do collateral. So it's the same application, it's just a list. So you would list, what you wanted to put up as collateral that you own outright. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, the one without collateral, what did I have to put?
So it's just our application. So it's the same application, but if you wanted to put up some of the things that you own, I'm going to attach an equipment list. And so this, hold on, let me pull it up. So the list will just talk about if it's vehicles or equipment or whatever. You just put the year, the make, the model, and how much it's valued at. So it's real simple.
Thank you. Oh, okay, but I'll probably use the house, This Zach, I'm gonna give you my cell phone number, okay? Because this is the work number.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Let me give it to you, because I'm traveling and I want to. I need to use it the Bluetooth. I don't want to get in trouble.
I
It's
understand.
305.
305
Four. 407
407
6570.
6570. If you, I'll send that email again with the application and the equipment list, and then just give me a call this when you have a free moment at lunchtime for you or whenever you're free, okay?
Okay, let me ask you, what do I need to with the application? What else do I need to say?
So we're going to look at the bank statements, and then if you had the tax return or a profit and loss sheet that just shows, how the business is going with the cash flow, and how you're doing this year. Did you do the taxes for last year?
Yeah,
Okay.
well, I have like 4 years, but I did. I think I have the last 2 years.
Okay, so the most recent tax return, we just need to look at the first two pages that just tells about your sales, and the second page will just show us the ownership of the business. So we'd want to see those as well. But I'll shoot you a list in the email, so you won't forget anything.
I think you put me in there. Yeah, I think I have the email. With the stuff that I need.
I'll send it again though, just in case.
Yeah, send it again,
Okay.
because I give it to her, but she's busy, and I have to go talk to the lawyer anyway, so
Okay.
I'm attorney, and so I'm gonna show him the papers and see what he thinks, and
Okay.
he needs to read it.
Yeah, so why don't I just go ahead and I'll resend the email with the application and list and then just the things that we would need. That way you won't have to go looking around for it and it's just right there for you.
Okay, and you say
Okay.
you got a response in 24 hours?
Yeah, usually it's about 24 hours, sometimes a little bit less.
Okay, but how much credit do I need?
Would you say credit's above 600?
Yeah, I think it's like 600. I mean, it's probably 600, or I'm not sure, because it's been okay. I mean.
So, if it's basically if it's above 500, we can work with you. So we deal with businesses that have really good credit and not so good credit and everything in between. So we can work with almost everybody.
Okay. What I want to do, I mean, I think I told you when last time they break in, they stole some money. So I want to pay what I owe with the loan, and I just want to have
Payment.
one payment. That's what I want to have.
Okay.
This
okay.
what.
So we want to consolidate some stuff.
Huh?
So you want to kind of consolidate some of the bills and just pay that off, so you just have one payment each month. Correct?
Yep. Mhm. Just okay. one payment with whoever loan me the money, and that's what I was like talking to the lawyer, and he said, okay, well, maybe they pay, or if they give the money, just pay, you know, and they your credit will be good. I mean,
it'll help fix it for sure. I mean, it's not gonna be good overnight, but when you pay that stuff off that screwed up your credit, it will definitely help that for sure, you know, within a month or two.
Yes. But is that gonna something bad or good? I mean, if they're screwed up my credit. Because well, I've been paying from my pocket some hospital bills that somebody went up there and you know, it's just I already paid him, so.
Hey, did they steal your identity too, or they just steal money from you?
No, they steal my money.
So they didn't steal your identity and try to open up credit cards or.
No, nothing.
Okay, good. So again, you know, if you're having some credit challenges right now, if it's above 500. We can work with you, but you said it's above 600, so I don't see any issues at all.
Yeah, I think it's like something like that, because I mean it shouldn't be nothing. I mean, because the only payment I was behind, it was I called them and I let them know that I was going through some stuff, they stole my money and stuff, and that's the only thing. But I mean, this place, they really don't. I mean. They don't care. I mean, they say, okay, well, I mean, we just wait. But I think they put the mark or something. But right. I called the Bank of America, and they say, don't worry, it's okay. And I did the payment. I told them that I was going to be late, and I told them, and they say it's okay. I mean, everybody goes through
hard times.
So they were happy because I called them.
Yeah, you know, if you keep people, just keep them in the loop on things, and they'll be, you know, things happen to people. Unfortunately, people steal from other people, and, you know, bad stuff happens. It's good that, you know, that they're lenient with you on that. And I'll make a note of that, too, for underwriting about the theft and the you know, were robbed, and you know, let them know about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I wouldn't get it. I mean, if I'm not sure, I mean, if that's why I was asking you if I'm gonna get it. I mean, I said application. I mean, that's why I'm asking you about the because you know I don't want to give information or nothing if you know they're gonna say yeah,
right.
And
I understand.
I'm not gonna get it.
Yeah, you don't want to go through the process to find out that there's nothing gonna be available for you, and I understand that. Everything that you told me so far, though, sounds like that we would be able to, you know, to get an approval for you and get you some cash to get that stuff paid down and have you a one payment and then have some operational capital to grow your business. I know that you're looking to potentially bring on a couple more apartments and things of that nature. We'd love to be able to help you out.
And that's what I want to do. I mean, honestly, I want to do the apartment. That's the main thing because that's the money. In the apartments that I have now, I've been like, you know, like trying to get another job because I'm like, there's people, Spanish people that come up here and sometimes they just buy,
well, it's easier to deal with that.
Single,
yeah.
And, they come up here and they want rent one, it's my room, and it's like, okay, so they're happy because nobody bothers them or nothing.
Right.
So they can do whatever they want. They have their own privacy and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and it makes it easier for them because, you know, you're a Spanish speaker as well, so they can communicate and you can kind of help them out in a sense, right?
Yeah, and sometimes they don't have the papers to, you know, there's a lot of people without papers that they have, I mean, they don't do nothing bad. They just come to work and and I help, and you know, they pay a rent. I mean, they're the ones who pay on time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, because I have some other people and they're like, I have to tell them, you know, or get them out. But, you know, I've been, last month I've been having like a lot of people coming and looking for apartments. So that's why I really want to do that.
You know what, the idea is this, and I'm sure that you have thought about it too, is the more of those apartments that you have, the less landscaping stuff you'll have to do, because you'll have more, you know, income coming in from those apartments, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah. All right, so we're on the same page then, and that's what we want to help you do.
Okay, Zach. So, send me the email, and I will go with my lawyer around 1 o'clock, and I'm going to send it to you and get everything.
Okay.
I think I have the title of the house, and you just need the information of the house. Is that right? I'll send you some pictures, because, like I say, it doesn't look like the same way in Google Maps.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they haven't changed it, but, you know, I've been doing all kind of stuff. But that's what I want to do, too.
Okay. Yeah, let me, I'll put that email together for you right now, and I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes. And then, we'll just go from there. I guess you're going to visit with your lawyer this afternoon. And just, if you want to give me a call and let me know what he said after that, that would be great.
Okay. All right, thanks. I'll let you know this afternoon, okay?
Okay. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon. We'll talk this afternoon.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for calling me.
No problem, Armando. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.